Good morning. It is 8:47 at WFIR. Time now for Ask the Expert. Welcome in my guest this morning, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Don, how are you this time around?
Hi, Joey. Good morning.
Good to see you, my friend. Now, Don, let's talk a little bit about burial vaults today. A burial vault is an essential product for burial in Evergreen Memorial Trust properties. So, Don, if you would, start out, tell our listeners, what is a burial vault and what is its purpose?
Well, very simply, it's a rigid outer container in which the casket is buried. We require it. We're a perpetual care cemetery. It prevents the grave from sinking, so we have a nice level lawn for folks. Burial vaults are made of steel or concrete or polypropylene. They've been around for quite a few years. In fact, Evergreen Burial Park patented a burial vault in the 1930s.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's been around that long.
Longer than that, actually.
Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. We're talking on Ask the Expert. Don, is a burial vault always a requirement?
Well, yes and no. Okay. Yes, it is for casketed burials, traditional casketed burials. The majority of the interments that take place at our properties are with burial vaults. But we do not require a burial vault in our Forest Rest Natural Cemetery.
Okay.
The shrouded body or the wicker casket can be buried in the ground without a burial vault. We don't allow a burial vault in Forest Rest Natural Cemetery. And we also do not require a burial vault for a cremation urn. We're the only local cemetery that doesn't require a cremation urn vault. It's an option that we leave to families, and some families prefer to put the urn in the dirt, and that's okay.
All right.
But we don't require it for cremations or natural burials.
Okay, so yes and no, you're right on that for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust, always good to talk with Don. We're talking about burial vaults this morning at Evergreen Memorial Trust properties. Don, is it something that can be pre-purchased from Evergreen or from the cemetery?
Sure, it's part of our pre-arrangement program, and we certainly encourage folks to pre-plan and prepay their burial vault. It freezes the price, it saves money, it saves a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wise thing to do.
Don, on that very topic, I know you got something else. In your planning guide, you discuss all this, burial vaults, pre-planning, the whole thing, right?
Sure, right. Planning guide is a great tool for pre-planning, and it's free to anyone that asks. Just give us a call at 342-2593.
Now, did you have something you wanted to mention?
Have you had your COVID vaccination, Joey?
Not yet.
Still
awaiting, yeah.
Well, when you do, we've got a handy little COVID vaccination card holder.
Okay.
You know, we're getting these cards that have our vaccination dates and a little ID number on it and the type of vaccination that you received. It's a pretty handy card. And who knows if these cards are going to be required to go to restaurants or to get on planes. I don't know. But we've got a real nice vaccine card holder. You can contact us at 342-2593. Stop by any of our Evergreen Memorial Trust properties. Get one of these vaccination card holders. The Evergreen Memorial Trust has been around since the flu of 1918, so we've been through this before, but we think this will be real helpful.
Now, Don, before I let you get out today, if you would tell our listeners about anything that we've talked about today, including what you just mentioned, what's the best way to reach you, online and by phone?
Online at evergreenmemorialtrust.com or email at info@evergreenmemorialtrust.com.
Okay, Don. I guess we'll talk again here in a couple of weeks. Good to see you.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.